The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show in which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of Communication Studies, it's Professor Jason Roach, also our executive producer. Probably should have led with that.
That's all right. Happy to be here. And yeah. I'm just wondering, when the University Tower chimes ring, does the Peregrine Falcon ever fly out? Can we have a Peregrine Falcon sound effect somewhere?
Sometimes.
Maybe
sometimes
we can add
it happens.
That in post.
Yes. Professor Alex Hitchell is here with us today.
Hello, everybody.
Any bird connections, Alex? Help me out here.
Big Bird, Sesame Street Education.
There you go.
Perfect.
And maybe now you're a free bird?
Oh. Free bird. Yes, we're so sorry to learn this is your last day at the university.
This is. This is after 10 glorious and successful
glorious
years.
Wait a minute, is this like graduation? I mean, what?
It sort of is. Well, when you first arrived, you were on the show actually quite frequently, yeah. And so you took some pictures. I mean, I can't believe it's been 10 years, Alex. That's wild.
Early on, so I thought this, wow. Speaking of circle of life, this is just a nice full circle closure.
We are the dropped bird in the sky right about
what are we going to do when we need another Pat for Ethics Bowl?
No,
you remember
seriously.
That? Like everybody on the, all of the judges were named Pat, so Alex helpfully became Pat number 3.
Oh, jeez.
I forgot about that.
There's lots of things. It's easy to forget in 10 years.
Well, we I think you probably already know, but we definitely wish you the very best in your next endeavor. And
thank
hope you,
you
remember your time at the university fondly.
So. I do. And I will continue. And I may, you know, come back for special occasions like
cool.
Ask the Professor.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Or the opening of a black box theater.
Oh
that's even better. Yes.
Or even a homecoming that I can segue into being an alum of the employees of the university.
Oh, okay. Oh. Whole new network. Whole new network. Awesome. Professor Dave Chow is here.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
The only other man who was likely up at the time of the big storm in Berkeley the other night.
I've been up for the last 2-3 nights.
Well, that'll
so
do it. Okay.
Not my idea of fun.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. I just was remarking to everybody this week, 3 sons and a wife, all very deep sleepers. Hey, what did you all think of that? Huh?
What storm? What are you talking
me.
About?
It was right outside the side of the house.
I swore up and down. I was going to lose my power and then I was going to be
seriously?
Homeless.
Seriously? Yeah. Seriously. We are lucky that no trees became uprooted like 12 and Kipling. I'm
yes,
sure you
saw,
that one.
And did you see the garage fire that went with it, too?
Oh, yeah, that's right. So. Oh, garage fire.
Yeah, we keep track of our neighbors, that's all.
So. We have a good network in
Darn
Berkeley
right.
of very persnickety people who keep track of these things. Working feverishly on her, I'm going to guess this is symbolic logic. Yes, it's Professor Beth Oljar.
Good to be here.
Yes, I always am looking while other folks are talking maybe at the symbology that you're using there. It's always fun to see the basis sets stuff that I remember so well from
it
my
is.
Own taking of logic at this university. Well, folks, this is a program where you could send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. You could send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Okay, we have, thanks mostly to Beth, and by mostly I mean completely to Beth, a very large pile of questions sent in by students, which makes all sorts of fun for bite-sized questioning. And of course, we're going to kick it off. One of our student producers, John Weglars, wrote a set of questions. Very interested in seeing us perform these today. He's often in control of our video, so let's take a look at what he's put together. What was the name of the first president of University of Detroit Mercy? Now, technically, it was University of Detroit at the time, but who was the first president?
Or does he mean the first president of University of Detroit Mercy?
That would be a completely different response.
Well, the answer to that is Maureen Fay.
Yes, Sister Maureen Fay would be that answer.
John McNichols?
No, no, he was actually
Father...
third or fourth, if you can believe it. Yep.
Father
John
something?
P.
Father Duggan.
Father something.
Something.
Is total partial
exactly.
credit. Yeah. Absolutely. A very, very, you know, sort of, shares a first name with John. So the first name was John. And not many folks see this around the campus unless you go to the newly refurbished boardroom because they have the pencil sketches of all the presidents, including Mercy College in Detroit. And John Baptiste Meige was the first president.
That's right.
First president.
What? They got pencil drawings up there?
Yeah. Yeah, they're actually I'm getting it wrong. I believe that they're actually charcoals, but they're really nice and they're all done the same way.
I wonder who did recent, them.
So they're really nice. Yeah. You have to check it out.
I'm
going
to have to go break some thumbs. Yeah. I mean, I know.
They commissioned the wrong guy.
I know. I don't do pastels anyway, so.
When was the old football stadium at the McNichols campus built, and when was it demolished?
When did Diane Manica graduate?
Oh, stop. It's close, though.
1967 is when it was demolished, right?
No, that's when they killed the football program. They kept the grandstand up for a little bit for other sports, so it would be a few years after.
I'm going to guess 1924 for building?
Basically, yeah, I'll give it to you. 1926. Okay. But a few years after 67 for the demolishing, that was 1971.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So finally got rid of the old grandstand.
Diane didn't destroy those. Mm-hmm. Not that we know.
And if you need more history on the football, John Weglars, who you have just referenced mm-hmm. as our audio engineer or video engineer, created a video on that.
That's right. Which it's is actually
on
pretty cool.
The Communication Studies webpage.
YouTube, yeah. That's very cool. Joe? I believe he is his son. Cool. Yeah, so that makes sense. Who was the first coach of the football program at then the University of Detroit?
Hmm.
I have no
I think we can
idea.
Get part to partial credit territory. All I need is one word.
Pop? Oh. George?
You know, Pop is pretty close.
Newt?
Warner? It Pop was, Warner?
No, it was a priest. It was father.
Oh, father?
Father William Robeson. Father William Robeson. Yep. And when was the football team discontinued? 1964, technically, is when it was shut down. The students rioted, they uplifted the goalposts and went and dumped them onto the lodge. That was what we heard from back in the day. They marched down.
Remember, Diane was a witness to it. So
yep, she claims it's true. And I've got the Detroit News from the next day hanging in my office that says that that's what happened. So it's kind of funny. I think I've told that story before. Going through my grandfather, my third grade educated Italian grandfather's things after he passed. And he's got, you know, U of D kills football, students riot. That's the headline. And I'm like, why did he save the Detroit News from December whatever, 1964?
What?
The poor guy, I loved him to death. He wasn't an academic in any way, shape, or form. So they had a special column that was what Catholics believe. And he thought it was important to clip that out and put it in his pocket so that he could answer questions if anybody ever asked him. But it came with the headline, so I put it in my office like, oh, I have the Detroit News from December 15th, 1964.
I don't know. What do you think?
But that's cool.
I think it's cool.
It's a great piece of history. I say we start carving up pieces of metal and start giving souvenirs from the little goalposts.
He had no idea that his family legacy would lead
seriously,
to this, Matt.
Seriously. What was, if we get super duper duper technical, what was University of Detroit Mercy's original name at the site downtown that is now occupied by our law school? Do you know? Like when the Jesuits first got here in 1870.
Detroit College?
Detroit College.
Oh, I was going to say Fort something. Mm-hmm.
Fort something, yeah, exactly.
TPX.
Oh my, who was the last coach of the football program? At dear old U of D.
It wasn't Ted Marchabrota, was it?
Mm-mm. But he was one of the
He's one of
Who was? Initials J.I. We don't have this. We had a visual history a long time ago, Alex, when I was a student here, of the football program that basically was put into storage. Who knows where it is? Yeah. It's kind of sad, actually.
Since A. Roach should find that and put it into a documentary.
Seriously. Uh-huh. Seriously. John Idzik was his name, kind of a funny name. I think you can see his name in the presentation that's in all those plaques in the lobby of Callahan Hall, but other than that, it'd be very difficult to look up. In the early days of the NBA, which Detroit grad in the 1940s had the most career points?
This is too early for Dave DeBuscher, right?
I believe
definitely
it is.
Too early for Dave.
Yes, yes. Initials J.F.?
J.F.
John.
First,
Fogarty? Oh, no.
First name, same as my oldest son.
Joe.
Partial credit. Okay. Joe Fulks was his name. F-U-L-K-S.
Careful.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Who's the oldest player in the NBA to ever play in a game? Initials N-H. I've never heard this one before.
Nate?
John. Give it to you. It was Nat.
Okay.
And, let's fill in the gaps here. When someone sucks on your skin for a little bit too long, it turns purple.
Hickey?
Nat Hickey. Yeah, Nat Hickey.
Wow.
Notice that we all immediately, knew what that referred to.
Yeah, we didn't go mosquito or vampire. Yeah. We all went Hickey.
Nope. that's everybody's misspent that's, youth right there. Geez.
Little more recent. Who was the youngest player to ever serve in NBA history? Initials AB. I don't think there's a connection to the university. AB. A little more recent. I want to say it's in the last 10 years.
It would have to be when they started allowing high school kids to go to the NBA.
Exactly.
What, like not a Moses Malone-ish?
No, a little bit later than that.
It's not Allen Iverson?
No.
I was just thinking Allen
Magic
Iverson.
Magic Bonson. No, it was Andrew Bynum was his name.
Oh,
Andrew
yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
He had a career.
One that I can look in Professor Roach's direction, because I'm pretty sure he's going to know it off the top of his head. Who hit the last home run that was recorded at Tiger Stadium?
Oh, man, and I should know
I got that one.
Go ahead,
Robert
Dave.
Fick.
Robert Fick, yeah, absolutely.
Remember the Grand Slam?
Very cool, very cool. In the last game, right?
Mm-hmm. And, totally that, awesome. And since then, his career went nowhere.
Yeah. So. Well, you know, there's a lot of things like that in baseball. Well,
that's what they said about my career. Yep. So. Oh.
Stop it. Don't forget to eat, Dave. Dang it.
Eat.
Okay, we're moving on to another student question set. This is your student, Ivana Lujerai. Good morning. I am in Dr. Oljar's Foundations of Ethics, and I'm attaching a list of trivia questions. Thank you. Thank you,
Thank you, Ivana.
That's awesome. Yeah,
I'm very pleased.
Very pleased. Let's see what we got here. Okay. Who won the FIFA World Cup in 1974?
Oh, geez.
What team was Pele on?
Brazil, Pele? Uruguay.
It was a little before
Argentina.
That.
Oh, really?
A little before that.
Where is Drew? Well, I know where he is.
Yeah, he's at home, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the year?
1974, 50 years ago.
Was it Argentina?
It's not what it says. It says Germany. Yep. Okay. Yeah, it was good. You got it within two. That's pretty good, I'd say. Who was the 18th president of the United States?
We have maps. We don't have pictures of presidents.
I'm going to go with Harrison.
I think you can figure this one out if you remember Lincoln 16.
Buchanan?
Oh. Ulysses S. Grant.
It was Grant, yes. Okay. Johnson took over after the
assassination.
Aren't we all?
Grant was elected after that. Nice little jumping off point. Which president by tradition was also a licensed bartender? He had many, many different talents.
Abe Lincoln.
It was Abe Lincoln. Yeah, it was actually him.
I was going to go with Gerald Ford.
He was a lawyer. It doesn't say anything about Gerald Ford. It doesn't say anything about presidents who took advantage of licensed bartenders.
Well,
either,
he was also, a vampire hunter.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
As we all know.
One of the great revisionist fictions of all time.
It's a really good book.
It's awesome.
So was Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies.
Right. No, the movie was actually serviceable. Yeah. It came out at a weird time. I'm like, I would have enjoyed this in a different time in my life. Who's the first woman who was appointed to the Supreme Court?
Sandra Day O'Connor.
Yes.
And how much we miss her. Terribly.
Oh. Terribly, terribly, terribly. Every year, books get sold on Earth.
True.
But the best-selling book of all time is likely to be...
The Bible.
The Bible, yes. That is a pretty good guess, I'd say.
Okay, now that being said, sold or just given away, too?
Yeah, I don't know. There is a drawer in the big lecture hall where I teach every other day that's full of those Gideon Bibles.
Yeah,
so, I mean, it's just, they're always on campus.
Did they run out of
campus.
Hotels to leave them in?
They are here aggressively once a year.
They're pocket size.
Yeah.
Oh, the little New Testaments that they give out? So it's not
even
the whole
Bible?
Even
when I've got these on.
It's very difficult.
It's
very
reading
difficult.
The fine print.
Yes. My favorite for that, and I have every confidence as a God-fearing Christian Catholic that Jesus thinks it's funny, that in the back of that, you can sign the page because it's like, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I'm just sort of like, that's great. That's good that you're doing that, but you don't have to sign the paperwork.
Wait,
like,
he's
got an idea about what's going on.
Is that
on.
Like a baptism in
lieu
of?
It's sort of like that, but it's this tiniest book in the whole world. Like, you could never get your signature in there.
But it's a good book.
It's a good book, yes.
It's the good book.
Signing it is hardly proof that you've...
This is the point I'm making.
Okay.
Jesus is like, where are you going to file that? Like, I just...
Excuse me, Vicar, can you... does the Catholic Church have a notary?
I signed my book. Where do I put it?
I saw this great sticker on Amazon. Actually, I saw one with a cat and a knife dripping blood that you and I have to have. But
beautiful.
One of Jesus that says, OMG, you guys, that's not what I said.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
We can send that to all the evangelicals.
Oh, my.
Geez.
Professors.
I don't even get it.
Wait, what was that?
I don't even get it. I'd have to see it, I think.
I believe
what's
that.
OMG, that's not what I said.
But like, what's the image that goes with it?
He's kind of slapping.
Yeah, he's kind of like facepalm. Gotcha.
Yeah. Jesus facepalm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Props, what's the fear of flowers called? Let's make a logical segue. From the Bible to fear of flowers.
Florophobia.
Yeah.
I believe you might be mixing root words there. Oh. We need something in Greek here to make this work.
Faunophobia? That's animals.
Fauna, no.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
Oh, is it Latin?
Starts with an A. Flora no, it's Greek. Greek. So,
but flora would be
Latin.
Latin,
yes.
Okay.
Astra, no.
So the, oh gosh, I don't know what the there is a reproductive part of the flower that this is likely coming from. Starts with an A. That's about as far as I think I can go.
I'm
nobody has their
no. I'm pistil and stamen as far as I go. Yeah,
anther is the part I was going for. It's anthrophobia or anthophobia. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Right over our heads.
I can't help but not let this go by. I once went to, speaking of persnickety, the most persnickety chemistry talk that I've ever been to, which started with, we often talk about carbon, the atom being tetravalent. And I think when we say that, what it means is that it makes four bonds. However, part of that word is in Greek, and part of that word is in Latin, and we're never going to use it ever again. I'm like, I'm just going to leave the room. Like, how hardcore can you get? I prefer quadrivalent, so that the roots remain the same. I'm like,
oh, for the lava.
Fine. Jeez, whatever.
Oh my God, the geek juice must be
You just say
flowing.
Four, too. How about that?
That is a persnicketiness worthy of an analytic philosopher,
absolutely.
Let me tell you.
Absolutely.
I want IV bonds on there.
Where is the Bermuda Triangle located? That's actually a good question, too.
Outside of Bermuda?
The Caribbean.
Yeah. Florida, Puerto Rico, Bermuda.
It's southeast of Florida.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, southeast of Florida. So, like, where we've got the picture of Puerto Rico down there.
Did it ever get figured out what the...
No, there's all kinds of different causes, supposedly.
Magnetic field is always
magnetic
the
field.
One that I
there's
remember.
Also the, you know, the burp from underneath, you know, big bubbles and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's aliens. It's aliens.
I like that one. It's probably close encounters of the third
kind. It's probably
kind.
Aliens. No, 100%. 100%. Who was the first? Now that we have, you know,
what do
let's
you think
be
it's
serious.
Bigfoot?
No,
it'd be Nessie if anything.
Loch Ness Monster, yeah, that's who it's got to be.
I'm water-based. Sure there's a scientific explanation.
Nine Rouge, just throw a few months, more things in there. Who, chronologically speaking, in the princess verse, who was the first Disney princess?
Snow White.
Yeah, it was Snow White. Snow White.
That's when all of the good women in Disney were sleeping or dead.
That's right. That's true.
And shacked up with seven strange men.
Mm-hmm. Was that the same year, 1939, as... Gone with the Wind and the Wizard of Oz.
All that stuff happened.
They had those
at once.
Same three, mm-hmm. I think.
How many teams are in the NFL at this point?
32.
32.
Yeah, I was going to say 30. Yeah, that's right, 32.
And in the numbers realm, last question from Ivana. Thanks for sending these in. How many nights does the Festival of Hanukkah last?
Eight.
Eight crazy nights. At least according to, who was that? Oh, crud. My mind just went blank. Who's the famous goofy actor from late 80s, early 90s, Saturday Night Live, made a bunch of movies, Happy Gilmore.
Adam Sandler.
Thank you. He also made a movie called Eight Crazy Nights. It was not very good. Okay, moving on to another set of questions.
It lasted three
crazy
days.
That reminds me, though, Matt. I was going to do this. It's probably better visually, but that's what we say about the new college's name, Chaz.
Chaz.
I made it out of clay.
I love it. I love it. It's
a dreidel reference.
Better than Chaz. Yeah. Better than Chaz. We'll say Chaz.
That's how some people pronounce it. I say Chaz.
Yeah, I think so too.
And then I want to have a t-shirt that says, Get Chaz Educated. That's cool. What I think would be a great logo.
That's great. That's great PR.
I think
I
so.
I love
you
it.
You should talk to Jacqueline about that.
I'm just going to wear it someday and surprise her.
You're fired.
Oh.
So bold.
As soon as Alex gives me the new logo. She's been holding back because she knows I've got this line.
We're moving on to another question set. Props.
You're not going
to
get it now.
Come on. What are they going to do, fire you?
It's true. It's true. My name is Matt Chames. I'm a student of Professor Oljar in her symbolic logic class. Ooh, you want to know what the answer to number 26 is? There's a T in it somewhere.
But what's the contrapositive?
Exactly. Let's see what Matt cooked up for us here. What is the largest planet in our solar system?
Jupiter,
yes. In which year did the Titanic sink?
1912.
Excellent. What's the capital of Japan?
Tokyo. Osaka. Kyoto.
Tokyo. Yeah. Do that. Sorry. What's the chemical symbol for gold?
AU.
Hey, yeah, what's up? Which planet is known as the red planet?
Mars.
Mm-hmm. What is the largest mammal on Earth?
Blue whale.
The blue whale. Wow, we're going like crazy.
We're cooking with gas.
What's the capital of Australia?
Canberra,
that's right. What famous scientist developed the theory of general relativity?
Einstein.
Mm-hmm. In what year did the United States declare its independence?
1776.
Jewish physics.
That is just 100% all the way through exactly.
And for our next live performance.
Drop the mic. That was beautiful.
The former prime minister of Australia was just on Morning Joe not too long ago talking about Trump and his relationship with Putin and how very creepy it was. And I'm like, yeah. Everybody's worried about what's going to happen.
Hey, come on. I just lost one of my prime ministers today, too.
No, that's true.
Oh, you did?
Brian Mulroney passed.
Yes, that's right.
That's when conservatives in Canada were not.
Don Cherry's still alive, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but your conservatives are sane.
Yes.
Ours used to be, but, you know.
Something's true.
Yeah.
Used to be principled.
Exactly.
Pardon me. My name is Jehan Bang, and this is a list of trivia questions with answers I came up with for the Ask the Professor radio show. I am in Professor Oljar's Symbolic Logic course. I hope this list could be used helpfully on your show.
It will be. It'll get you extra credit.
Absolutely. According to the people who do know gross things, how many hearts does an octopus have?
Eight.
Four or eight?
No, it has three. Oh, so, you know, okay. I mean, in between what you had is...
sort of in between. Yeah. Maybe
there's a book on the bestseller list now.
Yeah.
Something Beautiful Creatures, about a woman who...
studied them for a long time.
But she solves a mystery with an octopus.
Mm-hmm.
So, the octopus is the detective. I have to admit, I'm kind of intrigued by this possibility.
Yep. He'd look fetching in a Sherlock Holmes cap.
Exactly.
That's right. The Deerstalker would be awesome.
The game is afoot.
The game is 8 foot.
Oh, very well done. Very well done. What are the only birds purportedly that can fly in reverse?
Hummingbirds?
Hummingbirds, yes. That is absolutely true. This will be a new piece of trivia for the Mayo family meme machine this weekend. Which condiment was purportedly first used as a medicine in the 1830s?
Mustard?
That's a...
No, mustard plaster? I'm thinking, no.
I was thinking that's a great guess just for that reason,
yeah,
right?
For the
medicinal
meat,
uses.
Yeah.
Ranch?
Nope, not ranch.
Ketchup?
Oh. It says ketchup here. It says ketchup was first
Which is
used
a fruit now, right?
No. Yeah, well, you know, it is a tomato. That much is true.
Tomatoes are fruits, technically.
Which U.S. state has a law that prevents your chickens from crossing the road? Of course.
Wait.
Let's take a look at the map. Okay, well, it's not Nevada.
I'm going with Utah.
It's not Utah. Not Utah. It's in the south.
Oh, it figures.
Yeah. Arkansas.
Not Arkansas.
Alabama.
Nope.
Mississippi.
Nope.
Florida.
No. Great guess. What was that?
Georgia?
Georgia. It says Georgia here, yes.
Mm. And what might the penalty be?
Billy beer.
What do you do to the chicken? I mean, does that mean like it immediately gets decapitated or something? Or?
And they never get to the other side.
Exactly, because they never get anywhere.
I'm wondering how close we could get because this is just so wide open, but it is a pretty fascinating fact if it's true. This English word, according to Merriam-Webster, has the most definitions.
Set.
430. It is set. You knew it off the top of your head. That's so great.
I didn't know there were 430, though. I would not have gotten
430 definitions. That's a lot of different definitions.
There goes my answer, Quijibo.
Mm-hmm. Quijibo. A big, dumb, balding North American ape with a short temper. What U.S. city hosted the 1994 World Cup final?
L.A.?
Close.
Pasadena. New York?
Pasadena.
Oh.
what is it? Riverside? No, it was Pasadena.
The Rose Bowl,
yes. Mm-hmm. What sport were women allowed to compete for in the Olympics for the first time? For the first time, women competed in the Olympics.
What was the first sport?
Sport they played, yes.
Sister Erin would know.
This I bet Sister Erin would know this.
Golf?
Like tug of war? Literature?
Not golf, not tug of war, not literature.
Gymnastics?
Not gymnastics, although you're going in a, well, women do this pretty well, you know, kind of direction, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Skating? Ice
not skating?
Skating.
No, it was a summer sport.
Mm-mm. Oh, swimming?
It wasn't judo, wasn't swimming.
Diving?
Nope. Nothing to do with the
shot
pool.
Shot put.
Not shot put.
Track and field?
Nope, wasn't running or anything like
was
that.
Was anything extremely physical?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right, just double checking because, you know.
I believe that Serena Williams would say so.
Oh, tennis?
Tennis okay. is what it is.
No, because remember those early Olympic sports? They actually had like literature and things like that.
There was
too,
yeah. some goofy stuff.
Painting? Like,
definitely. I mean, handball. I mean,
tug of war.
Handball
of war.
Still
handball
to
is
this
fun.
Day. Handball is a lot of fun, but it's just out of the ordinary for from the United States perspective. Who was the first president you would have seen on television?
John Kennedy.
It's not what it says here.
No. It would be
I got a media
FDR.
Proffer. I wasn't even thinking. It says FDR here.
Okay.
Yeah, it actually
okay.
says FDR. Mm-hmm.
As far as I chance.
More than 75% of the world's maple syrup is manufactured in this Canadian province.
Quebec.
Quebec is what it says. Absolutely.
How much of the poutine?
Not enough.
Right. Not enough. Over 75% of the world's pineapples are grown.
In Hawaii?
Hawaii, that's right. Absolutely.
That's how they say it, Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii. Well, AU, and you know, everybody's looking at me, you know, so I'm just trying to keep it going, you know. Oh my gosh. Let's see. The small edible sections of a pomegranate are known as what?
Aerials.
Yeah, that's what it says. What a weird spelling, too. That's kind of cool.
Oh.
Yeah. Interesting.
You can buy them without having to. So instead of having to do all the work.
Yeah.
Of opening the pomegranate and swishing it around in water to get the seeds out, you can just buy the seeds. It's awesome.
By what
Can't
body?
Just buy the juice?
Yeah, palm.
Oh, also just buy the juice, that's right. By what body part might you tell the age of a lion?
Whiskers?
Not the whiskers, Paws? But darn close.
Mane.
You're almost, Teeth. You've almost got it on the
nose.
Yeah, it says nose here, for whatever that reason. Nose here, not nose hair. Just want to make that clear. Great way for us to end our show.
Mercifully.
According to tradition, who is credited with inventing the word vomit?
John Francis Bacon.
Rush Limbaugh.
That is
Dr.
a reason,
puke.
That is a reasonable sort of thing, but no, that's not who it is.
Sir John Crapper.
Yeah.
Was it that Plato?
No.
Benjamin Franklin.
Someone who is
else.
Credited, again, by tradition, for inventing a lot of turns of phrase in English words.
Mark Twain.
No.
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare is what it says here. Shakespeare invented the word vomit.
But that can't
I'm
be right.
So looking that up at some point, big time.
Didn't the Romans have
vomitorium?
A vomitorium?
Yes.
I agree with that. Maybe vomitorium was a word, but maybe not vomit.
No, he probably invented blue chunks.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. No matter what, we are going to take a break because I need to go do that after this show. So it's time has come to say goodbye, Beth.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
Alex.
Bye.
And Jason.
Adios.
Now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.